This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Big news of the day, Oakland saying goodbye to the A's. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, we heard day after day after day about these efforts to keep the Oakland A's in Oakland. Why weren't they able to pull that off?
You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this as well this morning, you know, and it took me back to about 2002. And I remember when I was down at Jack London Square talking with then Mayor Jerry Brown. And Eric, you might recall back then there was a big push to build an A's ballpark in Uptown, in downtown Oakland. There was a big push for it. And I asked Brown about that, and he was opposed to it. He was opposed to it. His city manager, Robert Bob, was in favor of it. But Brown said that basically, look, Phil, I know Oakland, and everybody says they want it, but the minute we come up with the cost or we start doing it, nothing's going to happen. So I'm going to go for housing. It was a choice between a ballpark and housing, and he went for the housing, and he built the housing. Now Robert Bob is part of the consortium that's buying the Coliseum complex. But after Jerry Brown, time and time again, we have proposals for possible stadiums. We had this, we had that. But I always got the gut feeling, and it was reinforced often, that the subsequent mayors were more interested or just as interested in the A's not leaving under their watch as getting them a new ballpark. And that's sort of the teeter-totter that we saw all the way through this. Yeah, we'd like to have a new ballpark. It really isn't going to happen. Just stay until the end of my term and hand it off to the next mayor. And that's eventually what happened until we got Shin Tao, and they left.
You know, as a kind of an observer of this over the years, it seems like if you had a sort of a middle-sized city with heavy diversity, I'm still talking St. Louis, I'm talking Baltimore, I'm talking Oakland, owners of sports teams kind of held the city's hostage over stadiums in the past.
Yeah.
Build me a stadium or I'm moving over there.
Right. And we saw that with football as well, with the Raiders when they exited Oakland. Their basic reason they left is they got $670 million from the state of Nevada. But California is a state that public financing doesn't work. And ironically, it doesn't work because it's not allowed. Ironically, it was the Giants that started it. Remember, they built the ballpark on their own dime. The owners did. And that sort of set the whole tone for the A's as well. We'll give you the land or we'll give you an opportunity, but we're not giving you a lot of public money. And that cut the options down. But you're absolutely right. They hold them hostage, and sports teams do that. But in this case, you know, Oakland doesn't want to be held hostage. And so this is one of the things that happened. There's another question in there, too, is whether or not if we look at Oakland and how it's grown or not grown over the last 10 or 15 years or 20 years as this debate's going on, is the question is, could they have ever afforded it or maintained a ballpark of this complexity? They couldn't do the Raiders. And then, you know, you sit there and go, they're having a tough enough time just taking care of things on the streets. How would they be able to afford all the infrastructure and work for a Howard Terminal mega billion-dollar project? And, I mean, that point is really driven home by the fact that when the A's leave, what the city is doing is actually selling the site to developers in order to make its own payroll. The city's gone that far down to where they're actually selling the sports site in order just to keep the lights on at City Hall.
Amazing. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.